A group of about 30 environmental and wildlife agencies have delivered a policy recommendation paper to President-elect Barack Obama's transition team. It lays out their united environmental and energy policy goals and features the Arctic as a major concern. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
The nearly 400-page report outlines the goals of environmentalists and wildlife advocates ranging from the Wilderness Society to the Union of Concerned Scientists and the Native American Rights Fund. The groups acknowledge that the Obama administration's first goal will be tackling the current economic crisis. But Larry Schweiger, president of the National Wildlife Federation, says that is compatible with focusing on environmental policy.
As we all know, our economy is suffering, and so is our environment. The solutions to both challenges go hand in hand. I believe what we need now to do is to dig our way out of the financial hole we're in with a green shovel.
Schweiger and his colleagues argue that investing in energy efficiencies and renewables can help stabilize the economy. They say a cap-and-trade system, which would reduce carbon dioxide emissions, could generate funds to spur more investments in clean energy. The president of the Natural Resources Defense Council, Francis Beinecke, says the future lies in green-collar jobs.
Environmentalists of all stripes have united around a singular idea. We could solve three problems with one solution. By investing in efficiency and clean renewable energy sources now, we can cut our addiction to oil, reduce global warming pollution, and restart our economic engine.
The new report, called Transition to Green, was presented to the Obama transition team on Monday. It breaks down goals into categories and highlights areas of particular concern, including the Arctic. Christy Goldfuss works for the group Environment America as a preservation advocate. She says the new administration should focus on creating a direction for the Arctic in their first 100 days.
The Green Group as a whole and everyone who's working on these policies nationally sees the Arctic as one of the key areas that we need to address right away going forward, some of which needs to fix the problems that we've seen from the past 8 years and then really develop a new policy that addresses the unique area of the Arctic.
Goldfuss says the first step will be crafting a new comprehensive Arctic plan. She says despite the current focus on economics, she expects the new administration to tackle climate change and its effects on the far north.
They're serious about that. I mean, in all the conversations that we're having with them, change was not just a slogan. That's really where they're focused. And certainly the Arctic has been front and center on the sort of assault that we saw from the Bush administration on the environment.
Goldfuss wants to see a cautionary approach to any new industrial activity in the Arctic, including exploration for natural gas hydrates, new oil and gas leasing, and offshore development. The report talks about working on environmental issues not just with the executive branch, but with legislators. Alaska's sending its first Democrat to Washington in nearly 30 years, but Senator-elect Mark Begich is in favor of drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge and has warned that he will vote his own way on environmental issues, striking a balance with development. Goldfuss says her organization is at this point learning about Begich, but they're happy to have him in office.
We're just in conversations and getting to know him and really finding out where he is on all these different policies. So exactly how that's going to fit into our broader goals, we don't know quite yet.
Governor Sarah Palin's spokesman, Bill McAllister, says there are some things in the Transition to Green report the governor's office agrees with, having healthy oceans and strong, viable fisheries. However, McAllister says much of the report echoes the regular drumbeat of environmentalists fighting development in the Arctic.
The report really contains nothing new. These are goals of environmentalists for some time now, and the differences between many in the environmental community and the state of Alaska are well documented, and we don't really see any point in making an issue of those differences right now.
McAllister says Governor Palin's office is also invested in seeing how the Obama administration proceeds over the next few weeks as the president-elect makes his appointments to key posts in departments that greatly affect Alaska, like the Interior Department and Commerce.
What is much more fruitful is waiting to see the various officials that are appointed that will affect Alaska and these areas, and then working with them to find agreement and to make our case.
McAllister says, just like the environmentalist, Governor Palin plans to make her pitch to the new administration. Her message may run counter to theirs in some respects. She believes energy development in Alaska can help the national economy. And Governor Palin may have an opportunity to offer her opinion next week. She plans to attend a gathering in Philadelphia, where President-elect Obama will meet with the nation's governors. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.